where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. It's Monday morning, so let's start with a little riddle. Don't worry, it's easy. What has 4 legs in the morning, 2 legs at noon, and 3 legs in the evening? You know the answer. It's a human being. In the morning of life, we crawl on all fours, crawling like a baby. At the noon of life, we walk erect on 2 legs like a mature man. And in the evening of life, we need a cane to walk and therefore have 3 legs. How many legs are you walking on these days? Archbishop Fulton Sheen also distinguished and described 3 stages of life, each of which corresponds to 3 predominant temptations and sins that we face in each stage. When we're young, we're tempted mostly by lust and sexual sins. So if that's your problem, congratulations, you're still young. When we're in middle age, we're tempted by ambition and power. We want to climb the corporate ladder. We want to become a Monsignor. When we're older, in the twilight of our lives, we amass wealth in the hope that money will buy us long life. Obviously, there's a lot of overlapping in these temptations. They're present in all stages, but there is also a lot of truth when they are segregated into these 3 stages. Now, Erik Erikson, the famous German-American psychoanalyst, whom I admire greatly, said that there were actually 9 stages in life. But I like 3 stages because that's easier to remember and more Catholic because of the Holy Trinity. The first reading today, St. Paul explains to the Ephesians that the Bible can be divided into 3 stages, 2. We read in Acts chapter 19, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. You see, the whole Bible can be sorted into 3 stages. First, the Old Testament highlights the work of God the Father. Second, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John recount the labor and the love of the Son, Jesus. And the rest of the New Testament, from Acts of the Apostles to the Revelations, points to the purview and purposes of the Holy Spirit. This division is even underscored in the liturgy of the Mass, when we stand for the Gospel reading, but we sit when the other Scriptures are proclaimed. The Gospel reading enjoys pride of place. It is the work of the Son. In every age of the Bible, God reveals more of Himself, first as the Father, then as the Son, and then as the Holy Spirit. Even though only in heaven will we see God face to face. In other words, you cannot fully know God without taking serious stock of each stage. My friends, take a moment to reflect on what stage of life you are walking in and how God is revealing Himself gradually and gracefully to you in that stage. Here are two ways to help you figure out what stage you might be in. First, how many legs do you need to walk? That'll tell you. Secondly, what temptations cause you daily difficulties? That will help you. Once you figure out your stage, try to grab the grace that is in it. In other words, don't wish you were in another stage. Have you ever noticed how young people can't wait to be adults? And how working people cannot wait to be retired? And how elderly people want to be young again? No one is happy where they are. And they miss the grace in that stage of life. When we do that, we miss the grace that God gives us in this particular stage. We miss His self-revelation as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For example, can I say this? I am happy to be 47 years old. I don't desire to be a day older or a day younger. If I can say that and really mean it, I will catch the grace offered in this age. Otherwise, I will miss what God reveals about Himself to me in each stage. Put simply, I will not know God. Four legs, two legs, or three legs. Temptations to sex, power, or money. Old Testament, Gospels, or New Testament. These are not just life stages we pass through. Each of them is a gift from God. And the gift He gives us in each stage is Himself. Praised be Jesus Christ.